All right, should we move on to the last competitor, vowel sounds? Them doing their contrafact on Eleanor Rigby, and this was my favorite by leaps and bounds. I thought it was captivating and chilling, and I don't feel like the Beatles deserve any of the credit for how compelling and effective it is. The vocal layering is wonderful, the lyrics are fantastic, the melody is wonderful, the dynamics are great. And again, this sort of Ouija-verse suite is too good for Narayan, I think. This is a great, hopefully second-to-last installment.
Yeah, this song is one of my favorites as well. The Eleanor Rigby contrafact that they use is a little bit dark, and it's a little bit moody and dark the whole way through, this song is, and there's not a lot of lift in the chorus or in the bridge or in the other parts that are not based on Eleanor Rigby. So that was a little hard for me just because I was just looking for something a little bit lighter, and this is a very dark song. I also thought that in places there were touches that reminded me of a spooky horror movie. Like the bridge is very creepy, that whole looking in the mirror and I see your face appear, and then there's like some kind of spooky, high electric toy piano sounds, classic horror movie sort of sounds. There's a great use of strings in this, like a whole bunch of violins just going na 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 na. And it's a similar sound that we heard in the very first Ouija-verse song. So kind of an audio callback, which I think is really cool. I loved a lot of their touches, and the song definitely paints a scary and dark picture, but it was hard for me to really get into just because of its sort of omnipresent darkness. But yeah, I definitely recognized how good it was. I also appreciated the dynamics and owl singing and just the layering on the singing. And I think there's some kind of wailing sounds that she does that you can hear that are panned a little bit and they're in the background that just add to this really creepy vibe. So I think it's powerful for what it set out to do. But just personally, I had a hard time getting with it.
Gotcha. So next time you write a ghost song, less dark, less spooky. Is that pretty much it?
Pretty much it. Yeah.
Next time you go for a creepy song, get some happiness in there.
Yeah, you can't be creepy all the time, man.
Write a ghost song about sunshine and lollipops next time. Just joking about that. Should we move on to the shadows?